It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation, so call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? No, it's gonna make it that much better.
All right, welcome to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show for Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. Of course, part of Speak Out. And co-host, or host, or the big guy, Dan De Los Santos.
I'm in there somewhere.
The big guy. Okay. Right. Dan De Los Santos. You sort of have an injury, but, I mean, people can't see that. You can't see it when you're sitting down, but I kind of feel for you. Looks like it hurts to walk, man.
Yeah, a little bit. But you know what? That's what comes with growing up in Havasu. You know, we played so hard, we're paying for it now. So
right.
It's all good.
You have a guest today who meets with, I would say, at least a million visitors a year.
Yeah, I would say that of all our ambassadors, Cassis.
Got it.
You know, is probably meeting more of our Lake Havasu City visitors than anyone else in our community. So, Jan, you know, how many people do you see a year?
Well, about 100,000 people come in. I don't see them all because I'm not the only one in at the visitor center. This year it was a little less. Of course, before that was the bad COVID year.
Right.
This year we have 75,000. So we are improving.
Wow. So, of course, the visitor center, we're talking about the London Bridge Visitor Center that's positioned right down there at the village next to the London Bridge. And we've had that here now for over 50 years. And right as the bridge was being opened and it was getting ready for its October ceremony, the village itself was just wrapping up, getting finished, being built. And it's been part of our community and the London Bridge whole theme for all these years. But so, Jan, it wasn't always that way. I mean, you know, it wasn't the grand village all those years. I mean, it started out that way. Yeah. What happened?
Well, it started out that way. It was an attraction for everybody, but you guys know it better than I do because, Dan, you have been here since 71, so you know everything about it. when I arrived here, that was in 2003, I moved here.
Where'd you move from?
Okay. Dan, that's a long story, but
I don't think you can pronounce it, Dan.
I don't think so either.
He can. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I was born in the Netherlands.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not in Holland, because Holland is just a little part of the Netherlands. So, okay?
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Just like England.
Right.
It's Great Britain.
It's part of Great Britain, right.
If I tell someone from Scotland and I ask him, are you from England? He said, no, I'm from Scotland. So that's the same with me, Netherlands. So I was born there, close to the German border, little town, went to school, went to teacher school. I became a teacher. I've done that for about 40 years. the last 20 years I was a principal. And in life sometimes something happens. I divorced after 29 years. Was not easy, but it happened. And then, well, in Holland I did a lot of things. I was even on a radio station, so what you were doing, I did there too.
Okay.
And I've been on city council, I've been in all kinds of, it was a vocational school. I don't know exactly, we don't have them here, I think, but it's for people from 16 till 80. If you want to learn a trade, you go to the school, 3 years. And so there were all kinds of merging things going on, and I was 57, and I had a chance to get out, to do something else. I could get pension, and that was quite nice. So I accepted that. Then I met a woman from America, online, internet. It was kind of weird those days, because people say, I have to. But we met, and for my school, I did some little stuff. I had to go to Branson, Missouri, to visit a school that came over to the Netherlands to visit again, and I had to introduce these students to the Netherlands and what they could do, and, well, there were all kinds of things. One thing I told them, if you want a cup of coffee and you go to the Netherlands and you see a shop that says coffee shop, they don't have coffee, they have marijuana.
So, good to know.
I had to warn them about it.
Oh, yeah, that's
a good warning, by the way.
Yeah, well, if they want, they could go in because it's kind of tolerated.
Well, one you wake up, the other one you mellow out,
right? Right.
Okay. Just saying.
So I went to Branson, Missouri, and the lady I knew, that's Cinda, lived in Ohio, said, well, we talked a lot, and we like each other, hey, let's meet. So we met in Chicago, and we said, if it's fine, we will meet another weekend. We met another weekend. She came over to Europe, to my town where I worked, and I came over here, and, well, and then we said, okay, it's time to stay together, because it worked out. I moved to the United States, got married. I'm just married 20 years, so that's a long time
ago.
Wow.
Great story. This is after you were 57 years old. I love
yes,
that.
Sir.
I love
this
that. This guy is a good man. What a trooper.
Yeah, it was. And a lot of people said, well, do you know what you're doing? Because I sold my house.
Right.
I'm 75. What are you doing? I said, well, there's not a big risk. Imagine if it doesn't go right. Imagine I would have met a woman from Friesland. Friesland is a part of the Netherlands. They speak another language. Well, if I go there, that's just 60 miles. I don't know anybody. I don't speak the language. I have to sell my house too. What I'm doing now, I move to the United States. I sell my house. I speak the language, kind of. And if it doesn't go right, you know what I'm doing? I'm going back, buy another house, and move on.
You know, it actually, well, you know, you know what Jan reminds me of? Everybody that moved to Lake Havasu City.
Well,
because we had a change
a
in
risk.
Life.
Yeah.
We actually said, we're selling whatever we got. We're moving to Lake Havasu. And, you
it
know,
yeah.
If it doesn't work out, great. But if it does, it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
And that includes the people that came over from Europe. So,
right. Yes.
So
oh,
now
yes.
You're in the U.S., and how'd you find Havasu?
Havasu is a wonderful place to live. I love the weather. That's number one. Even when it's a little hot. Well, we tried it out first.
A little hot.
Yeah.
I think he's our first guest that's used that phrase.
Listen, I'm just back from the Netherlands. I've been in 4 days of rain, wind, storm. I don't want it anymore. This, we have a little wind here, and people complain about
right,
it.
Right, right.
Not to mention below sea level.
Oh, yeah, you don't know what you're complaining
right,
about.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the same in the Netherlands. People are complainers, I learned. We have always something. We say, should be. They should, and they should this, and they should that. They shouldn't. look where you live. This is a wonderful town. If you like boating, it's great. If you like hiking, it's great. If you don't like boating or hiking, it's still great. So we looked on the internet and we said, let's look. What's the best place to live for people who are retired? I lived for 1 year in Columbus, Ohio, and then my wife retired. So we checked it out. And we want a place where the weather is good, no snow, no rain, low taxes. What else did we want? Safe. And Lake Havasu popped up.
Really?
Said, okay, let's go there. And my wife knew it a little bit here because her brother lived in Yuma.
What a great way to find your way to Lake Havasu City.
Right.
Type in all the right questions, and here we come.
Yeah. You have to type in the right questions, though.
It probably was not Google back then, though.
Right.
No, 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 no. No, I don't. I forgot what it was.
But probably Excite.
Yeah. Google would have done the same, I
guess.
Yeah,
right, sure. Right, right.
So we moved over here in 2003, and, well, I was retired, and I said, I have to do something. We were looking for a church. We were kind of church hopping.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we ended up in a church, and there was an elderly couple was standing. They said, oh, I haven't seen you here. Come sit with us. We had coffee afterwards. And the guy said, my God, you should do something in the visitor center. I worked there as a volunteer. I said, you know what? I'm just here. I don't know anything about Lake Havasu. I don't know anything, not much about the United States. I don't even know where Iowa is. So how can I be a volunteer? He said, you know what? Doesn't matter. We need you too because you speak a few languages. Oh, because in Holland, most people...
Oh, there's a great asset, right?
Right.
At the visitor center with all... Yeah. How many different
do you speak?
Yeah, how many different cultures do we get that come to visit Havasu? I mean, is there like
from
12, 20, 30?
All over the world.
And how many languages do you... You speak Dutch, obviously.
I speak English. Dutch and English and French.
Okay.
And I speak my hometown language, that's Saxon.
Oh.
When I'm in Germany across the border and I speak my dialect, they can understand me. It's a little different, but yeah.
So it's a province dialect then.
Yeah. That's all different. Well, he said, come over. He said, okay. He said, I will teach you about Lake Havasu and what we tell people. So I went there and I loved it. I love to meet people and talk to people. And the good thing is, most of them, let's say 99% of the people are nice people. There's that 1% a-holes.
Right, which is how you know the 99% people are nice, because you have to deal with the 1%.
and that's not a problem, but that one nasty guy or nasty woman.
Sure.
You won't see her anymore when they leave. They are just visitors.
Right,
It's wonderful.
Now, you mentioned you were in the school system previously, yeah. Right? So being an educator is kind of second nature for you then.
Kind of, yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, here you are now working in the visitor center and sharing and educating
and
people on...
Yeah.
So, you know, do they know much about the bridge when they show up?
That's totally different. There are people who have done a lot of study. And sometimes you get two people in, and one says, oh, it's the real bridge. The other said, no, it's an imitation, and they fight about it, and I have to be the judge.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's totally different. But everybody is kind of impressed about it. They are impressed about what it looks, just in the middle of the desert. They are impressed about the story, what McCulloch did, because he is the one.
The true visionary.
Oh,
right.
Oh my God, yes.
Sure.
So unbelievable. And, yeah, then we have, of course, we have a little room in which we have all the... And by the way, this is not only for visitors. This is too for people from Lake Havasu, and they should come over.
It's a really good point.
Yeah.
We've got people that have never been to either the visitor center or the museum, and they've lived here, some of them, all their lives.
Ooh, wow.
Dan, that's quite normal. When I left from Holland, I lived for 25 years in a town. They had a museum. I went to the museum when I came back from the United States to visit. And I was very interested in history. Isn't it weird?
It is. We become, I don't know what, a complacent, potentially, maybe, and not yeah. thinking there's any more for us to learn if we
yeah.
spent that much time in a place.
That is so true. And we have four people from Lake Havasu. We have a dining guide. In the dining guide, you find all the restaurants.
Right.
Well, you get to get used to your own restaurant. You say, we go there, we know it was. But there is more. That's the same if you get a visitor guide. There is more to do in Lake Havasu than a lot of people think.
Right.
And, well, I can say it because I am older. Older people don't like so much change. They went to the restaurant, they have that one chair they like. There is so much more to do and to see. If you come to the visitors, if you have visitors yourself,
right.
bring them into the visitor center. And we have a movie about the history of the bridge. We have all kinds of pictures.
Great. Listen, we'll be right back. We've got a commercial break, and we're here with Jan from the visitor center at the London Bridge Village. And who we got?
I'm sorry?
Who we got next for our commercial?
Oh, Mercury Air Conditioning.
You gotta love those guys.
Of course. I didn't know what you were prompting me for.
Well, Mercury, man. We needed him for heating. Now it's getting the 80s. We need him for the cooling.
It's that time of year where it's a good time to service your air conditioning unit.
Absolutely.
You know, because you don't really need the heat. You don't really need the cool. Well, it depends on where you live in Havasu, of course.
Well, you don't want to wait till it's too late.
No, definitely not, because then they're booked. So, you're listening to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, of course, brought to you by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. We're going to take a short break where we're Dan De Los Santos, of course, and Jan Cassis from the Havasu Visitor Center inside the English Village. It's called the English Village still, right?
Still the English Village, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Been waiting so long to be where I'm going in the sunshine of your love.
And welcome back to Speak Out, the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, of course, brought to you by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating, also Mojave Mortgage, Patio Paradise, Sam'sGuns.com. The Lewis team, Coldwell Banker with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. Also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, and Kevin Barbarita with Barbarita Realty Consultants. They have over 35 years in the Laughlin community. Visit their websites, LaughlinNevada.net and LaughlinNevada.com. Dan.
Hey, Paul.
Hit it.
Well, we're here with Jan from the Lake
Havasu City. What do we have
City.
Next? That's taking a page out of your book. Man.
Well, we're here with Jan from the Lake Havasu City Visitor Center, located at the London Bridge Village. And, you know, we're kind of touching on some of the history about the village. And, you know, it's really gone through quite a transition from being brand new, being part of almost an international announcement that we have the London Bridge in the United States, to an era where it all of a sudden the leaves were blowing, the water quit flowing, and the paint was chipping, and it became decrepit at one point, right, Jan? I mean, about the time you got here, it was a mess in 2003, right?
It was not at its worst.
Kay.
Because when I arrived, there were trees.
Okay.
There were still trees in the when you entered. The gate was looking a little.
The fountain?
The fountain was sometimes running, sometimes not, but most not. It wasn't cleaned up. The flagpoles were empty. It's unbelievable, but it was true. And buildings were empty.
Wow.
When we moved here, there was still that theater going on, and where now the visitor center is, in the pub. You guys called it then.
Right.
But that all of a sudden you could have dinner and you watched a play. That was nice. We went there one or two times and then it closed. So everything was closed. Everything. Some people tried to, Jersey's Grill tried to start something there. There were no visitors. The bathroom was, I almost used not the right word, but you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. And it was kind of sad. I was a volunteer then because I volunteered. It was bad. And some people tried to do something, some people from the Rotary. The Rotary came in on a Saturday and they cleaned a lot of stuff up. They cleaned the fountain up. They put new gravel in it. That was great. But it was just still not right. Mm-hmm. In 2007, I could become the manager of the visitor center. Well, I was just retired, but sitting home is no good. You have to do something.
Right.
So I started there, and I tried to get that little building where we were in. That was the building. You know where it is, huh? When you enter to the right.
Yep.
And it was almost empty, and I was so glad I could do that. We got as much stuff in there as we had. And
it's about the size of a box office to buy tickets at. It was really small.
Yeah.
Wow.
When we had six people, people came in, and they walked through it in a beeline, and they walked out again. And we had six people in there. We said, ooh, it's busy here. But still a lot of people came in. So I tried a few things. The building was owned by a company. I forgot the name. They had all big plans. No, they wanted three towers with condos.
Okay.
And that whole story. And I'm glad that fell apart. That didn't work. Then there was another company who wanted to do some. They built houses, too, on Desert Hills, beyond Desert
right.
Hills. And they wanted to do. They had all kinds of plans for that, with towers and... Then in 2008, we had that big crisis, so the company went bankrupt.
Right.
And the people they got the money from was Virtual Realty Enterprises. It fell into their hands because they weren't the mortgage holders. Do you know? Well, they loaned the money to that.
They were the underwriter, I'm assuming, or the lender.
So they got it. They were not developers. So at a certain time they asked me, would you want to go in that big building because it's empty and it looks so empty? Well, I had to talk with the board about it, and after some talk, we could move in there. Thierry painted the whole thing. It looked nice. We ourselves took care of the rats that were there. Beautiful. So I moved in, and we could do it for not so much money. There was a lot of stuff in there. I think it all cost $5,000. So
wow.
We moved in the new building, and it looked nice.
So you've really taken that.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you walk in there today, now I saw it when you first got in there, and I've recently been in a few times.
Yeah.
And where you've taken the visitor center, I'm talking to all our pioneers that have grown up here, lived in Havasu, if you've moved away, and why you would want to come back, honestly, you'd want to go and visit the visitor center.
Yeah.
Because when you walk in there now, you see an amazing array of visual descriptions of our entire area, the
yeah.
desert, the lake activities,
yeah.
the
I'm
visiting,
yeah.
the tourist locations to enjoy. You've done such an amazing job with describing what we have here. In a matter of minutes, you learned so much.
Well, 2 years ago, we had a renovation. And we could do that because we are selling some T-shirts and other stuff about the London Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And from the profits of that, we did the whole renovation. So nobody mm-hmm. had to pay for that. We kind of generated the money ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's a good feeling, let me tell you. And another good thing about that is you don't have to be too scared to use money because you know it would be nice. We have a huge picture of the London Bridge. And to do that, you need a certain vision. And my vision was, maybe it's not so, it sounds a little weird, but I mean it good. Tourists that come in, what do they know about town?
Nothing. Not much.
Most of the time, nothing, or they know something. So, tourists are stupid. They don't know anything about our town. They are lazy. Hey, they are on vacation. Right?
Which is what they've paid to do, to be lazy and to relax.
Be lazy.
They don't want to have to overthink anything. They just want to enjoy themselves.
What we have to do, we don't want stuff. You have to push buttons or touch something. No, we just have 6-7 screens all around.
Right.
And it shows you about a lake. On each is a movie that lasts 1 minute.
Right.
Because people don't wait. Want to watch a movie.
Right.
They want
so retention amount of your time.
I don't do that.
And you get to, you know, move. All you got to do is walk, listen. Walk, listen, and learn.
Oh, that's great.
You don't even have to listen, but okay.
Right on the front lines, too.
Yep.
You're the first impression to have a suit.
Because
for
that's very important.
A lot of people. Yeah. Right. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You're listening to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show with myself and co-host Dan De Los Santos. And we're with Jan Cassis, a fascinating conversation. He manages the Havasu Visitor Center in the English Village, or we call it the London Bridge Village, or...
English Village.
English Village, and that's the correct term.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, if locally, I mean, we've called it a lot of different things. Fortunately, it's been polite lately, so...
It's just fascinating to me how the village was in disrepair, and you saw what it could become.
Right, the vision.
And what it's still becoming, right?
Correct.
One thing, I didn't do it. That's okay. But we will talk about it later.
Okay, fair enough. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoy. Stay with us. The kids were just grass. He was the gnat with God-given ass. He took it all too far. But boy, could he play guitar. Man's wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, and I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. All right, there's a band near and dear to Jan Cassis' heart.
Yeah.
Golden Earring from Holland.
Yeah.
Or the Netherlands.
Yeah. That's right.
They're from the Netherlands. They're from The Hague, actually,
yes,
it said
yes,
in the bio.
Are. Yes, they are. And they played until 2 years ago. And now one of them has, well, they're old men like
Like all of us.
Yeah. Well, and they don't play anymore. It's over. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so we've been talking about the English Village. And
I got to get to the sponsors real quick.
Oh, go. Please.
Sorry about that, Dan.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
See, if I were a better producer, you would have known that. Speak Out, brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Mojave Community College, GDK LLC, SunPower by Esme Electric, my favorite word, differentiated by an apostrophe and used twice, Herbs, and by Thane O'Brien was spot on. Call Thane at 928-706-2784. Or send an email to T. O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey,
sorry about that.
That's okay. So we've been talking about the English Village and, you know, its challenges over the years. And, of course, now it's rising up out of the ashes, if you will. The phoenix of our town is the village, and it's really starting to come around. And, you know, if you go down there today, it's a whole other experience. One of the first things I'll always want to bring to your attention is that we have the Havasu Memorial Walkway down there for all the pioneers and for anyone who wants to have their name put in stone, if you will,
and about
in a brick.
And about that walkway, if people are looking for a certain stone, if they come into the visitor center and they ask, it's the stone for Johnson, we can look it up for you.
Right. So they can actually do it on their phone now.
Yeah. Oh, that too. Yeah.
Yep.
But if you don't have that app, just come to the visitor center.
Correct.
Because otherwise, how do you find one stone?
Exactly. And there's so many hundreds, thousands of stones down there. And so the walkway itself is when you go down there, you'll find so many stones with dedicated names for people, sometimes physicians, the military. Everybody's on that walkway, and if you're looking to get more information on that, you can go to www.havasumemorialwalkway.org. And so,
or walk into the visitor center.
Or walk into the visitor center.
We have the little brochure.
Oh, that's right.
Wow,
yeah, that's
there
correct.
You go.
Yeah. And, you know, another really big attraction that came back home to Havasu, which I'm really thrilled, is the Dixie Belle.
Yeah.
The Dixie Belle is literally that iconic vessel that is now completely restored, and it's out, it's operational, it's taking guests out, and it's such a compliment to things like the Visitor Center and the bridge and all the other shops. But but that's not all they have to see. Yep. What other things can they do down there?
Well, there are a few things more. The first one I want to mention is Burgers by the Bridge.
Right.
Harriet started that. There was nothing yet, just the visitor center, and then came Harriet.
Right.
She set it up. It is phenomenal what she has done. It is just, she is the nicest person. She takes care of everything. She is, if you talk to her, you can talk to her a minute, then she's gone again and doing something else. Perfect. Burgers by the Bridge is
and the food's
is
wonderful.
The it sure is. We have a few other, we have another restaurant that's the Chair.
Right.
The Blue Chair.
Not anymore.
Oh, not anymore. Oh, it's
not
the Chair.
Not anymore. Yeah. There was a legal issue. They changed the name.
I don't know exactly what, but now it's the Chair.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, you can sit outside, inside. Good place. Then there is now a new one. It's called The Wave. It was a coffee shop before. Not a Dutch coffee shop we were talking about, but it's...
right.
Now they sell... macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
I don't know if it's open yet. I haven't been there in a while, but it,
like mac and cheese bowls?
Yeah.
Oh, those are wonderful. Well, that's a new thing now for foodies. Yeah.
Then we have a t-shirt shop. God, I can't come up with his name.
Who we still have? What's really great that you reminded me of is that you said we still have a candle shop.
Yeah. It's on the other side than at the visitor center is. That's the oldest shop in town, I guess. That's on the London Bridge side, on the London Bridge Resort side.
Correct.
Then we have another one is, we have boat rentals. There's a few boat rentals. Of course, we have another tour, sunset tours. They do kind of beautiful tours around, and you can rent rubber ducky.
Oh, that's right.
These little boats, and you drive it yourself.
Sure.
And you go with the mama duck all over the lake.
Hmm.
Yeah, that is
I'm beautiful. Learning something here.
And then there is another shop. They call it the beach shop with all kinds of stuff you can use on boating and et cetera.
Sure.
So it is, yeah, it is
there's something for
exciting.
Everybody.
And not so far away is the boat that takes you to the other side of
the
lake.
Oh, correct.
The casino.
Right. Takes you over.
Yeah, phone call.
Great.
You want to take a phone call, Jan?
Of course.
All right. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Jan, this is Dallas down in the village, too. And I want to say that Jan, I mean, he's talking about all these other businesses. And I just want to say that he does a phenomenal job in there. And the city is, I guess you'd say, blessed to have him in charge of all that.
Wow, thank you, Dallas. That's a
thank
pretty
you,
big compliment.
That's a big endorsement.
It really is.
Dallas, how are you, by the way?
I'm doing good. We're busy down there, and Jan's right in the thick of it, and I just, you know, without him down there, we get a lot of traffic down there, and he generates a lot of it. It, of course, benefits me as far as that goes.
Right, right.
But the reason I my ears perked up is I heard mac and cheese, and yeah, we're almost open. Next week we'll open, and it's, it is a foodie thing.
Nice.
We're opening.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
All right.
Thanks for making so many things happen down there, Dallas. Really appreciate your help.
Right. And I see on Facebook where married life's pretty good to you.
Yeah. She's still sticking around. I'm down there most of the time, so. When I go home, I feel that side of the bed, and yeah, she's still there.
All right. Wow. Sounds good. That's a silver lining for sure.
That's true.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, guys, for all you do.
Appreciate it, Dallas.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dallas.
All right.
So, Jan, you know, wow, what a great endorsement. And, you know, coming from one of our restaurateurs, you know, who's done a really good job down there, the chair.
Yeah, sure.
And so, you know, we talked about the businesses. And people can come up by way of boat if they're on the lake and they just have the spur of the moment idea they'd like to see everything. They can pull up at one of the slips and actually walk up.
That's correct. You can pull up at a London Bridge Resort because you can use these slips through the daytime, and at our site,
right,
there are slips too. You can just pull up your boat, or you can call the people over there. Bring me some food. That's all possible.
That's always a plus.
Well, you know, and if you're at the bridge, remember, it's a bridge, which means you can walk over to the other side. You got Chagrus, you got Barley Brothers, you've got the Javelinas.
Yeah.
You know, the variety that the area brings just right there in that immediate location,
you know, one
is
thing,
really something.
One thing, too, that you didn't mention yet, there's an icon down there that is so photographed. It might be the most photographed thing in the whole village is the red phone booth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That is amazing.
Is that like, is that directly from London? Does anybody,
yeah.
is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Okay. It came with the bridge. And there is another one. There's one next to the visitor and there is one next to the bridge.
Right.
We moved it over there. But there's something I want to tell you, but that's kind of a secret. But do you mind if I tell you
Please.
A secret? Have you ever heard of Doctor Who?
Yes, I have.
The movie?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he lives in a, they call it, his spaceship is a police box. He walks in there and all of a sudden you see all that stuff around.
Okay.
Somewhere in town are laying two police boxes, just laying there. They're owned by the city. It would be so great if we could these boxes set up so people could see it. There are a lot of people who love Doctor Who, and
oh,
they
right.
want to
yes.
see that police book where he
It's
went
very
there.
Iconic.
Yeah. What I did, and that's not real, I have my door of my office is when you under the bridge, kind of. I put a sticker on it of the police box, so it just looks... Sometimes people look into my office and say, it was Doctor Who. He said, oh, he's just gone. But I wish we could get that done. I talked about it with the mayor, and they know about it, but it's still not moving on. If there is someone, there is some work to do, it has, but it's not rusting in Lake Havasu. It's just laying there.
Right.
Well, you may have just gotten the ball rolling
right.
because you just put it out on FM radio.
We're going to have to go find it and get it and bring it.
Right.
Yeah, and if we have, maybe there are people who would love to do that for a hobby.
Sure.
And it would be great. The TARDIS, it's called, that he calls his. Okay. All right.
Man.
Secret.
So that's, hey, that's and you heard
stuff.
It here first?
Yes.
On the Havasu Pioneer
yes,
Radio Show?
Yes.
And so, you know, Jan, you know, we've gone through this big path to get where we're at today. Is there anything that's coming up in the future we need to know about between the village or the visitor center or we've mentioned a new business that's opening? I mean, is there any insight you can share with us about the future for the village?
Or the vision.
Yeah the vision.
What vision
well,
do you have, too?
I think the vision... is done. The vision is done. Okay. Robert McCulloch. In our visitor center, we have a little piece where we have a big picture of Robert McCulloch, some chainsaws, mm-hmm. and a few pictures. But the vision, I think the whole thing is more alive than ever. We get people again when pretty soon the buses come in again. There have been times, and I remember that, there came a bus in from L.A. with all old people. Was in summer. They walked into the visitor center. Was no restaurant. Was nothing.
Right.
I feel bad about these people. That doesn't happen anymore. There are restaurants, there is everything.
Right.
Well, you're really the reason, when I think of it, when they go down to the visitor center, it gives them a reason to want to go to our Lake Havasu City Museum of History. Because, you know, you start that ball rolling and that interest, that fever for more information, and then all of a sudden, the museum just fits right in with the things that you get to share.
I wish the museum was in the English Village.
We all wish it was just slightly more visible.
Yeah.
But we've been really proud of Jillian down there and the entire team. They've done a good job, and honestly, we're seeing it more in the community these days.
Yeah.
So we're seeing more activity. So, well, Jan, I got to tell you,
I have one thing. Can I tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
We have in our how many hours do we have?
We have about 3 minutes.
Okay. In the visitor center, there is a little doll.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. A few years ago, people were digging in the bridge. They had to repair something, and they found a big piece of concrete, and it says, "Here lays Jack Hardy."
Yep.
The guy said, "I'm not digging anymore. Here lies Jack Hardy. I don't want to dig him up." But, okay, they had to do it. They dug it up, and it was a doll.
Yep.
This size. And the guys who did it brought it to me. He said, "Do you want that?" I said, "I would love it." So it's a little doll.
It's in the visitor center today for people to see.
It's in the visitor center to see. I put it in a shadow box.
Yeah.
And I showed it to someone, I think Metzdorf, you know.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And I said, "Have you seen this?" He was, then his wife was still alive. He came in to visit. He said, "Oh, my God, that's Jack Hardy."
Right.
It was a doll, and it looked like Jack Hardy. Glasses. What happened? When the bridge was built, Jack Hardy was a reporter, and he wrote about, he was a little...
Yes. He had his opinion.
Okay, let's say that. And he said, "You won't get the bridge ready in time." And when the bridge was ready, he said, "It's ready." He said, "No, that one stone is not right."
Right.
And and then these guys made a doll. Sorry. And they put pins in it.
Yep.
A photo doll. It's hanging in the vistas.
Right. Which was not a I hate. It was not a I hate moment. It was actually just a fun moment with Jack. So
it's in the paper. Was in the paper. Yeah.
Right. Let's take a phone call.
Okay.
We have about a minute, caller.
Yes. Is anything going to happen with that lot where they were supposed to put that hotel that they had to put at the corner?
That's where the hotel right where they where
I don't know.
Yeah, the issues with that, of course, were because they had to go down so far before they could hit bedrock, and that the expense was the reason why they stopped the build plan.
But I know maybe that helps you a little bit. Fiore, who owns the village now, is selling it, so they are looking. So they probably won't do it, but I assume there will be another hotel. That's my thought about it. I don't know, not a fact, but.
Okay, caller.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right.
Wow. Well, it's been an amazing show, Jan, and I want to thank you for being here. You know, to know that we've got a really great village to look forward to and for our pioneers to come home and visit is really a blessing, and we can't thank you enough for doing such a great job on making that all happen for us. And so, you know, Havasu, you know, if you have a minute, go down. Take a moment and go down and go to the visitor center.
And then
I think you're going to be impressed.
Then don't give me too much praise, but there were a lot of people.
That's right.
Enterprises. I'm just in the visitor center, and I love that place, and I love the English Village. But look at all these people. We have Dallas. We have Harriet. We have Thierry.
And I want to put a shout out to all the volunteers that were there prior to COVID. Their great hard work. Unfortunately, that whole thing took them out of the equation. But you know what? They played a really amazing role to get
they
us here.
Do.
All right.
Dan, we have to talk again.
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
We will.
We'll definitely have him back. All right. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Dan De Los Santos. The Havasu Pioneers Radio Show will continue in a moment. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Dan De Los Santos. And we should probably push the Facebook page.
Sure, the Havasu Pioneers Facebook page. If you've lived in Lake Havasu before or currently live here, or if you've lived in Havasu Landing, go ahead and get on the Havasu Pioneers, one word, on Facebook and get to our page. Sign up, and you'll find all the information, of course, the alerts about the radio show coming up. And you're also going to hear about coming up is the Memorial Havasu Memorial Walkway dedication. Now, that's going to be coming up there literally in day two or three of putting in the new bricks for this year. There's going to be a dedication just shortly after that.
Right.
Keep an eye on it because it will all be underneath the London Bridge when that's ready for that. Special dedication.
Well, Dan, you proved once again, sometimes the best guests are at the last minute. I know you called me a couple days ago, what do you think about Jan? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it's a great guest. Good job today.
Well, make sure to look on our Facebook page, and we'll be posting it on some of the local Facebook pages for Lake Havasu on our next show, which will be next month.
If you missed any part of this show, go to kntrtalk.com. And go to the Havasu Pioneers radio link and the radio show link, and that will be there in its entirety later on this afternoon. Got to mention, go ahead.
Yeah, our next show will be on the 6th at 11.
Oh, perfect.
A.M.
April 6th. So coming up next is Speak Out 2.0, and Lieutenant Grant Rogers will be on the show from Las Vegas Metro Police Laughlin Substation. Tomorrow, of course, we have Brian Springberg with Sound Advice, and we'll have someone from the United Way coming on the show as well, talking about their upcoming event. So we're going to take off, and we'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.